I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Internet Marketing. Welcome back to the show where we give you the lowdown, the inside information, the word from the experts to help you use the internet as part of your marketing machine. Internet Marketing is brought to you by Academy Internet at academyinternet.com and Wild World Productions at wildworldproductions.com. Welcome to episode 27. This is Andy White, and today we are talking to Daniel about a wonderful invention from Google called Website Optimizer, and we will talk to a lady who has a subscription website which is making some really nice use of a lot of the things we talk about on internet marketing, such as audio, email and affiliate marketing, all coming up on Internet Marketing. But first, over to Daniel, where I discussed with Daniel Website Optimizer, which is a great tool from Google, and it makes this process of making little tweaks to your website in order to change marketing results a lot easier to track and measure. Enjoy the interview. Have to apologize about Daniel's very echoey office and the very summery background noise, but I suppose that's the price you pay for having a really funky office in the lanes in Brighton. Anyway, enjoy. Now, Daniel, Website Optimizer, tell us all about it.
This all started the other day. I was doing some roundtable events, and they were on website usability. And website usability, there was my table, there was one on Web 2.0, one on webcasting, one on podcast, and I was thoroughly expecting my table to be completely empty. Because, to be honest, usability is not the most sexy or exciting of issues to do with online, but it does underline all the other issues, because if your usability is no good, your website's not going to work at the end of the day. Okay, so key thing was I went to and thought, okay, how can I kind of get this presentation a bit more interesting? I know a few of the tools, know the way we've approached it before. I did a bit of research online, and I came across something that had just been launched: Google Website Optimizer.
Okay. Tell us all about it.
Well, what it is, a lot of the problem with optimization for usability, i.e. making your website easier and better to use, people more likely to convert into sales, or whatever it is you want them to do, you'll change a page, and then you look at results, and you say, oh, results got better. But you've changed the whole page, and it's quite hard to tell what changes you actually made that impacted that change. Hmm. Okay, so more often than not, you're kind of umming and ahhing, you'll change this page, that page, you'll change a whole section, or it's gone up by 2%, but I don't really know why it's gone up by 2%. There's always been an approach you could take where you could change small elements of a page, but you either had to put an awful lot of time and effort into it, or buy very expensive software, or get an expensive agency to do it for you. What's now happened, if you set up a Google AdWords campaign, which is the Google pay-per-click system, mm-hmm. go and set yourself a campaign up, you don't need to actually spend any money, you just need to set the account up, you will get access to a tool on the top bar that says Website Optimizer. What this allows you to do is to set up some tools in there, you set up some information, your account details, what you're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. You need to install Google Analytics.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to Google Analytics, search for analytics in Google, you'll find it, install that on your site as well.
It's just that little bit of code that you paste into the bottom just before the closing. Is it the closing HTML or body tag? It's body tag, isn't it?
I mean, to be honest, you can get away with posting it pretty much anywhere at the bottom of your HTML page. A little bit of code on every page. And what that does, that'll give you access to Google Analytics, which tells you what's going on with your website.
Yeah.
Okay, very useful tool. I'd recommend if you're not using it, you should use some form of analytics anyway. Okay, but what this does, this integrates with Google Analytics. And what you can do, as opposed to changing whole web pages, you can set a page up and you can change, I'm changing the heading, I'm changing one paragraph of text, I'm changing this border. Mm-hmm. And then what it will do is each time someone goes to a web page, it will send them a particular version of the page. with one thing changed. Yeah. Okay. What it will then do is when you log into analytics, you can look at your conversion paths, i.e. how many people came to my contact form that came from Google in this particular example, and you can say, okay, from this particular version of the page, 8 people did, from this version, 10 people did, and you can work out which one's working the best. You go with those changes, then you try and change something else. And you can go for this iterative process of improving the page and improving the page to get better results. The good thing is it works out. When somebody comes to your page, it will say, okay, this person saw this version of the page last time. I'm only ever going to give them that version of the page so they don't get confused. Because the problem is if people are coming to your website and seeing 4 different versions of the same page, it can be very confusing. So it gets around that issue. And that was a problem with a lot of previous software. Okay, so it's a really good way of looking at usability, testing pages, making sure you're making the very best of the traffic you actually get to your website. Because that's what usability is all about. It's all about making the site easy to use and maximizing what you get from your website traffic.
So it allows you to make multiple, well, presumably initially just 2 different versions of your web, but I suppose it could be any, couldn't it?
You could have 10 different versions of the same page with different changes going on, and it will compare them like to like. I'd suggest doing a few, first of all, just making a couple of changes just so you've got easy to cope with kind of data. Change the words in the title. Change the words in the headings. Try changing the page, the words on the page. And you will see slightly different conversion rates from each of those pages. Now, if you can improve your conversions by 1%, well, 1% more business is a fair bit of business. Then do it by another 1% and so on and so forth. You start to get a lot more business through your website. Getting people to sign up for newsletters, that kind of thing. Think of all these different types of conversions, newsletter sign-ups, sign up to be updated on more information, actually buying a product, filling in a contact form, giving your feedback, whatever it may be. And you can try and improve the way people do that and just drive them through to doing it. And it's a really exciting product because you can see, I did this, this is the result. And you can get some good data to play with. It's integrated into Google Analytics, as I said, and Google Analytics has just got a whole lot better recently as well. It's a lot more visual, a lot easier to use. So if you haven't got Google Analytics, go and get that. Get Google Website Optimizer, but remember you need to set up an AdWords campaign in order to get it for free. Okay? And then go ahead and have a play around and see what you can do.
That sounds really powerful.
It is. It's there's a Japanese testing principle, which I can't remember what it's actually the name of it is, but that has done this exact thing, that you give the same results with slightly different changes and compare them. And lots of people have asked me about it, and the only way you can really do that, there's been lots of software, but it's very expensive. You have to set it up on your server, it's quite complicated. I'm sure there are other ways of doing this, so please let me know if there's any listeners know any other pieces of software that do this. Drop us an email. But this one I just found really easy to use. It's very easy for someone who hasn't got that much experience to do. You just tag up your HTML, the code of your pages in a couple of pages, and it will just load the different versions accordingly. So it's quite a clever piece of kit.
So there is a little bit of HTML diddling to do.
There is. You need to be able to set up different versions of your page and understand how they'll be set up differently. Right. But that can just be literally changing the text. And then all you need to do is just mark in that page where the text of the different versions go. So having an introduction to HTML, you're going to need it to use this tool, basically. But once you've got that, you don't need that much experience, and it's a really, really good way of really seeing what's going on with your website and then understanding how you can improve that.
So that's Website Optimizer from Google. Free if you've got a pay-per-click account going.
Absolutely. You don't need to be spending any money, so that's just how you need to access it.
Sounds good. Give it a try, folks. Well, there you go. There's our input from Daniel. Hope you found that useful. Now, just before we go on to the next segment, I must talk about our main sponsor, Academy Internet, who have been with us from the start. Now, Academy Internet are a full-service online marketing agency who cover the full spectrum of online marketing activities and objectives. It's all about using the technology to make your business work, and they're happy to guarantee that they will improve your return by at least 30%. And you can find them at www.academyinternet.com, or you can call them on 44 if you're outside the UK, or 01273 733 433. Okay, so on to our next and final segment. Here we have a very interesting lady. I've known her for a little while, and she has got a very interesting site that is making some great use of a lot of the things that we talk about in internet marketing. Let's see if you can spot them. That's your homework. Spot the things that she's using. Recorded over Skype. Not a bad interview, I have to say, from a technical standpoint. Enjoy. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Heather Barry, now you have a website, and you are using... You've got quite an interesting internet marketing model.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to just... tell us all about it, and I'll try and understand what you're doing and then turn it into English for the viewers. Although I'm sure you do a very good job yourself turning it into English.
I'll do my best, Andy.
Far away.
Right. It's basically my, where I come from is I'm a health coach. And the whole thing is that a lot of people who want to get healthy, want to lose weight, know what they need to do. So they know to eat less, eat better, exercise more. Job done. But in fact, people don't do it. And I realize that kind of what people need to do is they need the ongoing motivation. They need to have somebody kind of giving them a regular kick, because otherwise they just give up.
Human nature after all, isn't it?
Absolutely. And realizing that, because, yeah, been there, done it myself. So I kind of realized what people need, and people were sort of asking for it. And then I sort of thought, well, how can I get this out to as many people as possible? Because at the moment, it's just me standing up in front of an audience doing seminars, training, workshops. But actually, that only, you know, gets to the bums on seats. So what I needed to do was actually take this out into the big wide world, and also therefore maximize my income. Because, you know, there's no point in just sitting talking to 3 or 4 people when you could be talking to, you know, 3 or 4,000 or 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the start of things.
Yeah.
And also, I suppose I like sort of getting information in from other people. I'd been using a lot of sites from the States, people giving me ideas, sort of stuff that I incorporate into my work, and I was sort of seeing the technology that they were using to deliver that, and I hit on this thing of audio postcards. And I thought, yeah, that's actually really, really clever, because you can put bits of film into it. I haven't quite got to that stage yet, but it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
And what you can also do, but, you know, because it's the whole thing of that human voice and what that adds to things. So I could send out an email that says, "Hello, Andy, you should be doing this, that, and the next thing." But if somebody's just going to read that, it's unlikely that they're going to respond, and
yeah,
people don't have time. But if they receive something by audio, it's like, ooh, there's a little something, and it's a little bit like having me there, and particularly as people will probably use earphones to listen to it. You know, it's a very personal thing.
Yeah.
And I think, and the people who've been trialing it have been saying, it really sounds like you're talking to me.
Yeah.
So it really is an incredibly powerful tool, but it's also incredibly easy to use. You know, I'm not Miss Techno Savvy person, although I have built the site myself, which I'm really pleased with.
But okay, before we go any further, what's the name of your company? What's the name of the site?
The site is www.ifeellikeamilliondollars.com.
Right.
So very nice and easy. Does what it says on the tin.
So if I wanted to participate in this, I would presumably go to the site.
Yep.
I would fill in some details, presumably.
Absolutely. It's a very, as I say, it's a site that I've created, and I've used the audio email on the homepage just with a little bit of splurb to tell you what it's all about.
Sort of welcoming people to the site, presumably.
Yes, and just to explain more about my philosophy about health, which is all about, you know, fabulous real food. I don't do any of this, you know, mung bean burgers and nastiness.
And presumably there is some sort of call to action in the audio, is there not?
Absolutely, and it's, yeah, kind of sign up here. And there are a couple of links through to the sign-up page on that homepage.
Mm-hmm.
The sign-up page, there is a link to terms and conditions, because we have to tell people to, you know, look through terms and conditions, because we are talking about individuals and health. And then it's a very simple process. Sign up here. And it's really simple, because it's £17 a year, which is very inexpensive, because I want to make it as accessible to as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, it's sign up. That takes you straight to a little form to fill in with all your details, and you pay via PayPal.
Wow.
And again, I've just set that up really very, very simply.
And okay, so I've now signed up. I've gone through the PayPal bit. And what am I going to receive?
What you'll receive then, you'll receive acknowledgement to say, "Hi, Andy, welcome," etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you've made your PayPal transaction, that actually then the sort of the default page that it goes to from there is the affiliate page, because actually what I want to do is I want to build this up as a huge big network of people who are involved with this. So because actually the more people that get involved, obviously I earn more, which enables me to do a lot more. I can, you know, as the network of people involved grows, I can create a much bigger business, but I can give people a lot more, because obviously, you know, there's cash flow going on. So the incentive is literally, as I say, as people have signed up, they pay via PayPal. It takes them immediately to an affiliate sign-up page, which costs them nothing to do. And for everybody that they introduce, you know, if they can then put a link onto their website or into an email, and anybody who they introduce via that link, they will earn a little 10% commission.
Sounds so, pretty good.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's, they're not necessarily going to make their fortune unless they sign up hundreds of thousands of people, which would, of course, be wonderful. But yeah, it's just an added little incentive for people. So it really is, a three-stage process.
So, okay, so I've signed up. So I'm gonna, so I'll get a presumably a welcome email.
You do indeed.
And then do I get some sort of automated response for a few days, and then the
I've got an autoresponder set up, which is the first one of which is a welcome, and I've used audio with all of these just because I think it gets people used to the whole idea of audio email.
Yes, absolutely.
So the first one on.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Day one, which is automatic as soon as you sign up, which is, you know, hi, welcome, blah, 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 and also what's going to happen next, so a little bit of an explanation as to how things will progress. And then basically for the next 8 days, I've produced what I call a little audio e-booklet, which is basically 6 or 7 minutes each day, so what day one, day two, day three, etc. Basically just giving you sort of giving people the guiding principles. Yeah, this is my approach to health. So it's a bit about the food, it's a bit about the nutrients, it's a bit about exercise, a bit about relaxation, a bit about how you put the whole thing together, etc. So that's the first thing that you get. So instead of having to sit there reading a book and kind of delving through it, I'm kind of being, you know, very generous and giving it all to you. You just have to sit and listen, engage slightly with the process. And then ongoing from that, so actually what the real meat of the program and the sort of ongoing motivation that I want people to have is that on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, everybody receives a little audio motivating moment, I've called them. It's just a minute and a half, just saying, you know, here's a great idea. So I generally have a little bit of a theme for the week because it helps me to kind of create something that's more ongoing. It means it's not so kind of bitty for people. They've kind of got the theme for the week. It might be around a word or a particular a type of food. It could be anything that I choose, really. And I look at things, so I'll look at the food, I'll look at the nutrition, I'll look at the exercise aspects, I'll look at the relaxation point of view. So really all approaches to health, because they're all important. And as I say, that'll be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that they each get their little motivating moment.
So they're getting a slice of you 3 times a week.
Absolutely.
And is this I don't know how you, well, tell us how you're doing it. Is it sort of, do you create these new on an ongoing basis, or do you recycle any of you?
No. The intention is to keep going creating new stuff, because there will be people who, you know, they're not going to achieve their goals in 6 months. There might be a year, 2 years. But even people, once you've achieved whatever your health goals are, when you get there, you need to kind of maintain it. And it's, you know, you can, for people like that, they might not listen to it, every single one of them, but it's just a quick little, here's a quick addition, just to kind of keep you going.
So let me get this right. Yeah. This comes to the user in the form of an audio postcard, is that right?
It does, which is, so it's delivered by email. And it literally looks like a little postcard. It's very clever.
So when did you first discover this? Because I had heard of them, but I hadn't really looked into them deeply, as it were.
It must be about a year ago.
Yeah.
As I say, and it was some American guys. I sort of obviously got onto a mailing list or something,
yeah.
Or I picked up something and I got a link through. So that was very exciting. And what it is, you don't actually send it as a huge big fat file.
No.
That is going to take forever. All it is a link, because the piece of audio is hosted on their server.
Sure, yeah.
So all you do is you click on the link to hear the audio, which is fantastic. So it
That's
means
great.
I can email out. I'm not sending out vast volumes of sort of space, and you know, it's not taking up lots and lots of gigabytes.
Sure.
All it is a link. So it's a very, very simple email. It should go through, you know, it's not going to get stuck in spam.
Well, that's right.
And so on.
It's not going to be huge. It's just going to be an already looking email, HTML formatted, presumably.
Absolutely.
And it draws
and
its...
It goes out as both, just in case people can't get HTML. It goes out as text as well.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
The other thing I forgot to mention, Andy,
mm-hmm.
was that obviously people are getting this little ongoing motivating bit three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
But then in addition to that, I've actually set up an author-only blog, which I am the only author, because
yeah.
I really don't want to get too involved in sort of moderating all too much stuff at this point in the business.
Sure.
But what it is that I add stuff. I probably update it once a week, and I put on, you know, recipes, or I hope to do sort of more things like interviews, like you and I are doing now. So
yeah.
record interviews, get other people's input, so that people are not just hearing from me. They're actually it's becoming a much broader experience.
Mm.
But that's something that they can link into as and when they want to. Yeah, I put in a recipe the other day for king prawn jalfrezi or something. I can't remember.
Okay, because your approach, Heather, is very sort of. Is diet the right word? Diet based?
No, ooh, horrible
That's
word.
Horrible word. I feared
word
that might be the wrong word. As sort
it's
of nutrition based. Is that a better
nutrition
way?
Nutrition based.
Yeah.
Real food.
Real food. Okay.
I'm a passionate foodie. I absolutely adore good real food. You know, don't muck about with things. Don't try and make it taste like chocolate or taste like it's got sugar in it. You know, if you want to sweeten it, you know, stick some honey in it or whatever. You know, there's so many ways of being healthy without having to resort to very expensive, over-processed, you know, completely nutrient deficient, in my opinion,
sure.
food.
Yeah.
You know, get it as close to the way it was grown, born, or fell out the sky, and go for it. And it means, I think people have moved so far away from what real food is. A lot of people have kind of forgotten what real food is.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's so easy to prepare. You know, it actually takes half the time. It's half the cost. You know, people sometimes think being healthy has to be expensive and tasteless or you know, just out of the reach of normal people. And it's not. I'm very aware that all the recipes that I do, all the ideas that I give, are accessible to people. You know, whether you're earning £10 an hour or £10,000 an hour, you know, it really is across the board accessible to people.
Well, this sounds absolutely fantastic. Let's just see if we can summarise what you've done here. So you've basically your primary tool, if you like, are these audio postcards.
Absolutely.
So you're using audio in a very effective way on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Your delivery channel or mechanism, if you like, is primarily audio over email.
Yes.
And basically, you're consulting with as many people as possible using this distribution mechanism, which is absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the one thing I sort of forgot to say was actually, in order to get the information out there, I'm using email marketing software.
Yeah.
Because the great thing with that is I can see where it's gone, you know, who it's been delivered to, make sure that nothing bounces and it's
yes.
all trackable.
So you're using a list manager.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can see also who's opened things. So although I'm not here to play, you know, Big Brother or anything, if people have signed up, I really want them to carry on using it. And if I see that people aren't, it's just for me, it's a little bit of market research. I can go back and say, is there any reason why you've stopped using it? You know, could we have done something different? So just, you know, or, you know, do you need a little bit of help? So it really is something I can enhance my service because I know exactly what's happening with the emails as well. So just using, you know, all the technology is there, and it's, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive either.
No.
You know, I'm really doing this on a complete shoestring.
Heather, can I ask when you kick this off and how it seems to be going so far?
Well, it launched last week Monday.
Mm-hmm. what was the date? Monday the...
The 20-something.
20-something of March, yes.
March, yes. having had the, you know, just the idea of the concept, obviously lots had happened before and I'm building on other stuff that I've done, but
yep.
the, the core of the idea I had on the 22nd of December. So it literally was 3 months from inception to just to going live.
To launch,
And there are still little tweaks and so on, and I need to make sure that when people sign up to be affiliates, my instructions are a bit clearer. They're a little bit Americanized at the moment.
Mm-hmm. You've got to anglicize them a wee bit.
Got to anglicize them a wee bit so that everybody's happy.
Sure.
But, you know, I've got somebody who signed up in South Africa. I've got someone to sign up in Austria, albeit that's a friend of mine, but who knows.
It's a start.
But, I the great thing is that the application for this is enormous. I'm already got a couple of corporates who are interested in adapting it for corporate programs. So, you know, the potential is phenomenal. So,
it is,
And even going to look at sort of doing it out under license, et cetera, et cetera. It's huge.
And
incredibly exciting.
It does sound absolutely fantastic. What lessons, Heather, have you learned doing this about sort of using the internet to market yourself?
I actually just had a conversation with a friend of mine who's in marketing, who was saying very much about sort of the whole idea of your brand and building that and creating something. You know, if we look at things like sort of, you know, Amazon has created itself as a trustworthy brand. You have to create that that sort of trust in who you are, because at the back, you know, all it is a website. I could be, you know, anybody, you know, stuck in a hole in some strange country. So it has to be something you have to deliver. If you say that's what you're going to deliver, you have to deliver immediately.
Yeah.
So that people trust what you're doing.
Mm.
And I think that's very, very important to kind of keep moving forward. I remember there was a couple of days that things didn't kind of quite work, and people are going, "Yeah, where are you? What's going on?"
Sure.
And the distrust crept in very quickly.
Yes.
So it's to keep delivering. That was really important. You know, following up whenever anybody gives you any feedback. You know, feedback can be negative or positive, but always take it on board to go through with that. You know, there's lots of exciting. You know, to keep exploring ways of doing things.
Yeah.
Okay, who are the people that do the audio postcard stuff? Right, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 companies I can look at. They all have different costs and offerings. I went to an exhibition in London called TFM, which is Technology for Marketing.
Yes.
Loads and loads and loads of techie people telling you all these fantastic things, and one, you know, delivering ostensibly the same service could vary from something like costing me about £50 a month to £3,000.
Wow.
For exactly the
£3,000 a month.
Oh no, it was £3,000 setup fee.
Oh, I see.
Which was
right.
Just outrageous.
Yeah.
But then there was still quite a high cost per month.
Wow.
It was still, and it was like, so you do your research. Yeah.
Sure.
There are lots of people out there. Make sure that you're getting something that can be sustained. You know, that they've got good people at the end of their helplines and so on.
Yeah.
Because you do need it. And go for it. I mean, I know mine's not quite perfect yet, but I'm going for it because you only learn these things by actually doing it.
Well, we hear this a lot from entrepreneurs, don't we, Heather, that it doesn't have to be perfect. Just start.
Yeah.
And then just tweak it as you go along.
Exactly. You know, Richard Branson didn't walk in with, you know, banners flying high and lots of airplanes. He kind of started with an idea, and that was, you know, or what, you know, I know his record started first, but yeah, you go for it with the idea because you know it's good.
Yeah.
And you just get out there and talk to as many people as possible.
Well, Heather, it's a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
And basically you started, you're completely self-funded, aren't you? I mean, you presumably started on a shoestring budget.
Oh yes, and a credit card.
And a credit card. I think you're an inspiration. You really are an inspiration to us all, and I absolutely wish you the best of luck with this. And, you know,
thank
if anyone that's
much.
Listening, the website again, Heather, is
www.ifeellikeamilliondollars.com.
No spaces, obviously no spaces, or underscores, or hyphens. Just
all,
I feel
all
like
one word, amilliondollars.com. Lots and lots of L's in it.
Okay.
And yeah, it would be great if anybody wants to come in. And there is a contact us bit on the website. So if there's anything you want to see or any ideas that you have or want to get, you know, might think about getting involved in some way, please do contact me because you know, I'm open to ideas and very much looking forward to expanding this globally.
Well, Heather Barry, what's the name of your company, Heather?
The Vitality Junction.
Heather Barry of the Vitality Junction.
And I feel like $1 million.
And the I feel like $1 million. Web what do you call it, a web service, a sort of motivational service?
It's gone, health motivation program.
Health motivation program.
That might sort of ease into something slightly more user-friendly.
Yes.
That's what it is at the moment. But yeah, the focus is, and that is the brand that I'm building, is fantastic. The I Feel Like $1 Million brand.
Well, that's fantastic, and I wish you the best of luck. Well, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Have a great day.
Have a great day too. Thanks, Andy.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. I do hope you enjoyed it. Now, we would love to hear from you, so if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to have featured on the show, then do send them to info@academyinternet.com. If you want to send a little WAV or MP3 file with some sort of comment on or a question, please do so, and we'd be very happy to play that as well. If you're a subscriber, we'd like to thank you for your valuable time. If you haven't subscribed yet, well, there's a couple of ways you can do that. Go to iTunes and just search for Internet Marketing, or go to the www.summitsolutions.co.uk website, or the www.academyinternet.com site, and you can subscribe there. This is Andy White signing off. Have a fantastic week, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing. WireWorldProductions.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.